98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Crowded streets, busy feet. So by him, downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh, and there he sits all alone on the sidewalk. Open that you won't pass him by. Better not, much too busy. You better hurry, my how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter,
pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you.
Pretty pencils to write. Ribbons of
pretty ribbons of blue. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
favorites, your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Already know that you're my weakness. something to me. And I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You take the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it. And all of the words out of my mouth without even trying.
She's hard to find. Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Texan Kate Cox was able to get out of the state to seek an abortion elsewhere. Doctors say her 20-week-old fetus will not survive because of a birth defect.
In the ruling, Texas's Supreme Court put the focus on Kate Cox's doctor, saying the doctor did not initially assert that the condition was life-threatening to Cox or medically necessary. The court saying it is a devastating diagnosis for the baby, but that even serious difficulties in pregnancy do not pose heightened risks to the mother.
ABC's Alex Stone. House Speaker Mike Johnson lined up a vote Wednesday on formalizing a currently ongoing impeachment inquiry of President Biden, next step in the likely impeachment of the president. A little more than 2 months since filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy, teeth-straightening company Smile Direct Club is shutting down. No telehealth platform, no customer service. Customers are, of course, expected to continue making payments. This is ABC News. The trip to the filling station remains a less expensive proposition.
As OPEC has been trying to figure out supply and demand, oil prices have gone lower globally, and that's resulting in some of the lowest gas prices seen in the U.S. in quite some time. The average price nationwide is now at $3.14 a gallon, according to the Energy Department. Along the Gulf Coast, $2.62 a gallon. But in California, the average remains at $4.56 a gallon, higher than a year ago.
ABC's Alex Stone. We've learned of the death of Gregory Golodov, last survivor among 41 U.S. citizens imprisoned in Japan after Imperial troops captured the Alaskan island of Attu in 1942. He was only three when the invasion sparked World War II's only battle on North American soil. U.S. forces retook the island in 1943 after a brutal campaign fought in cold rain, dense fog, and strong wind. Surviving Attuans were resettled on another Alaska island. Gregory Golodov was 84. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast overnight with lows around 15. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 22 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 9 above. Turning warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 20s to the low 40s. Take a look at the extended forecast. 39 Friday and 38 on Saturday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 15 overnight. High of 22 tomorrow. Lows level off around 9 above tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 25.
Brand new country. I woke up on a wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Q Country.
Yes, yes. Search categories for 2023. Jason Aldean and She's Country. Joe Nichols on the way. Sam Hunt kicking it in the outskirts. Right now it's Cody Johnson.
Mm-hmm. excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Old toy trains and little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells ringing. Old toy trains and little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the sky. Trains and little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Hey, little boy, don't you?
online at 98qcountry.com.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything to thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old roundabout valley back roads. Way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town.
Sam Hunt in Outskirts. I saw Santa yesterday driving a Suburban. I was like, well, I guess he's got to get around somehow when it's not Christmas. Why not a Suburban? Thousands of Santas descended on New York City for its annual SantaCon pub crawl this past weekend. I guess commuter rail lines to the suburbs were banning all drinks on the train, trying to make sure Santa's, well, didn't get too sloppy. And did you see Santa yet? I got my picture taken with one.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. A deal, maybe together.
Merry Christmas!
Great country music.
The best country.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
The snow is falling. It's Christmas Eve. Presents are wrapped under the tree. Is there one for me? I only want
you
Chris Stapleton with White Horse. My name is Penrod. So Julia Roberts got that new movie on Netflix. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's horrible. Absolutely horrible. I forget the name of it. That's how bad it was. I can't believe I wasted 2.5 hours on it. In a recent interview promoting her movie, she says, mushrooms are the hardest drug she's ever taken, but she liked it. She says, quote, it was nice. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Kids, don't try it at home. I got to be honest with you. The only way to probably make that latest movie of hers entertaining is to be on mushrooms. Not that I know from experience, but it was not good.
Thursday, December 14th at 6 p.m., it's Team Seal hosting Spooner for Hockey, announced by Scott Heckman. Then Friday, December 15th at 7, it's Shawamigan hosting Prentice for Boys Basketball, announced by Steve Jetland. Again, that's Thursday, December 14th at 6 p.m., and Friday, December 15th at 7, for all the excitement of high school sports.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 15. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 22. Lows around 9 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Dry and turning warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 20s to the low 40s. Looking ahead to the weekend, 39. Friday, 38. Saturday and 36 on Sunday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 15 overnight. We should top out at 22 tomorrow. Lows level off around 9 above tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 25.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98 Q Country.
Single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.